Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how sometimes you order something online and it just like arrives without a hitch?
Smooth sailing, right to your doorstep.
Exactly. And you think, man, I wish every process was that easy, especially in business.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about big companies buying a zillion things all the time.
Right. Not just grabbing a coffee, but the stuff that keeps industries running, like in pulp and paper companies, which is exactly what we're diving into
The
today.
nuts and bolts of how they buy, right?
Yep. We're looking at Jim Thompson's frictionless purchasing. He's got some insightful ideas there.
Yeah, and it's a pretty hefty topic because these companies, they're not ordering a pack of pens. They're dealing with mountains of raw materials, right? And then the machinery, the chemicals, all that jazz.
A logistical nightmare if it's not done right.
100%. And Thompson, he really hones in on this one major pain point, which is when suppliers are stuck trying to figure out who's who within a company. Imagine calling 50 different numbers trying to get the right person on the line.
Yeah, like a phone tag marathon. No one needs that kind of stress in their life.
No kidding. And that's where his whole one call number strategy comes into play.
It's such a simple idea when you think about it.
It really is. The idea is that suppliers have just one number, one point of contact for everything they need.
So no more getting bounced around from department to department.
Exactly. Streamlined, organized, everyone knows what's up. And the cool part, this doesn't just make life easier for the suppliers.
Oh, so it benefits the company too, right?
Double whammy. See, with that single point of contact, the company can actually vet the suppliers right off the bat.
So before they even think about signing a contract, they know they're dealing with the right people.
Exactly. They can verify everything, make sure the supplier meets their standards, and avoid any nasty surprises down the road.
And that's got to be huge, especially in a field like paper production, where downtime can cost a fortune.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about avoiding weeks of delays, ensuring quality is up to par, all that good stuff.
But doesn't this vetting process, doesn't it create a sort of barrier for new suppliers trying to get their foot in the door?
It's not about shutting people out, more like setting the ground rules right from the start. Transparency, you know.
Makes sense. It's about building those solid relationships right from the first interaction.
Bingo. Suppliers know exactly who to talk to, what's expected of them, no more guessing games. It's like having a clear roadmap instead of wandering around in the dark.
And that clarity, that open communication, that's gotta count for something in the long run,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It builds trust, fosters better collaboration, and at the end of the day, it's about everyone winning.
So it's not just about like smoother transactions, it's about creating a better way of doing business overall.
You hit the nail on the head. And the best part is this frictionless approach, it's not exclusive to the paper industry.
Oh, you mean any business could apply these principles?
Absolutely. Think about it. Who wouldn't want clearer communication, streamlined systems, and stronger relationships with their suppliers?
Makes you wonder why more businesses aren't adopting this, doesn't
Well, old habits die hard, right?
it?
But hey, that's why we're here, to spread the word and get people thinking differently.
Totally. Well, on that note, we're out of time for today's deep dive, but the conversation doesn't have to end here. What are some other areas in business or even in life where we could use a little more frictionless thinking?
Ooh, that's a good one. Lots to ponder there.
For sure. Until next time, keep those cogs turning, everyone.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.